Are you contemplating retirement? Not quite sure where to start? Allow me to direct you. One of the very first things that you need to do is to determine your eligibility. This can be done by accessing your annual benefit statement by way of the Member Self-Service on GERS's website. Simply go to www.usvigers.com and click on Member. The benefit statement is produced annually to provide an estimated value of your pension at your retirement age. It also details the employer and employee contributions paid during that calendar year and what is expected to be paid in the future. This is based on your years of service and your employment history. Note, however, that your benefit statement is only an estimate and is not a guaranteed statement of entitlement. Before making any decisions about your retirement, we encourage you to consult with one of our benefits analysts. Also, should any information appear inaccurate, for example, your date of birth, your start date, or if a NOPR is missing, kindly forward this information to your HR officer, who will assist in transmitting the correct information to the GERS. Now that you have this information handy, if you determine that there is a period of work time that cannot be accounted for, you should obtain a detailed earnings statement from the Social Security Administration. Once you've gotten a response, submit a copy to your HR office. This information, in turn, will be submitted to us and will be uploaded into your member account. Based on the information gathered from your statement, we encourage you to calculate whether you can meet your expenses under retirement income you expect to receive. As a point of information, your annuity is only one source of income in retirement. So do examine and consider all other income sources, such as Social Security, personal savings and investments, etc. Doing so will help you to formulate a realistic picture of what your income will look like in retirement and if you will need to pursue other means of saving and or investing. If it is determined that you owe contributions, you should begin to pay those contributions as soon as you have been notified. You will have 3 years in which to begin repayment of your contributions before penalties and interest are assessed. If you are 2 to 3 years away from retirement and have not attended a pre-retirement workshop, we encourage you to attend a countdown to retirement workshop. If you are 1 year or less away from retirement, attend a transitioning to retirement workshop. You may visit our website for a copy of the current schedule. As a part of your retirement planning strategy, try to pay off existing loans and avoid making additional loans at this point. Start setting aside additional savings to tide you over from the time that you retire to the time you collect your first annuity check. The length of time may vary depending on individual circumstances. Be mindful that you will have to continue to pay your GERS loan, if applicable, your health insurance premiums, your rent or mortgage, utilities, and other daily living expenses while you wait to be placed on the payroll. 3 months prior to retirement, submit your letter of intent to retire to your department with copies to your agency head, your supervisor, your HR personnel officer, the GERS administrator, the Division of Personnel Director, if applicable, and the Group Health Insurance Office. A benefits analyst will contact you to schedule an appointment to complete your retirement application and will let you know which documents to bring to complete the application process. If you intend to continue your group health insurance coverage, we suggest that you visit that office to complete a retiree health insurance enrollment form. We hope that this information has been helpful to you. Should you have any questions, give us a call at 340-776-7703 or 340-718-5700. 5480. And remember, planning is the key to a productive and successful retirement.